All right, comic fans, we are back with Chaos Comics and Chastity. This was requested, so I'm going to try to do my best with it. Let's get started. This is Theater of Pain. Act 1 of 3, of course. You know, Brian Polito, illustrators Justiniano, and colorist is Jason Jensen. Of course, we have the letterer, which is Comic Crafts' Dave Lamphere. Chastity, to know her is to love her. To love her is murder, now showing. London, late 76, in a small hole in the wall pub located at a kink. located at a kink in King's Road called World's End, punk rock is born. There are lots of reasons why the working class kids of England gave birth to this insidious brand of poisonous rock and roll, but at the heart of it is rebellion. Rebellion against everything. Oh sure, some kids are into it for the fashion, a counter-reaction to Bowie's ornate and otherworldly Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. You can't escape Bowie in England these days, even the butch rugby players love him. But to the heart and soul of the scene, they knew where they were headed, a bleak future with few job prospects. So for now, they embrace and abandon and dance their tribal war dance of defiance, the pogo. Among the disciples, a destitute teenager from Toledo, Ohio, named Chastity. It's your fault and none of my own. It's your fault and none of my own. It's your fault and none of my own. Billy, he's cute when he's angry. He's angry all the time. Very cute. Bollocks, Chastity. Knew I'd find you here. What kind of roadie are you? You little gutter snipe. You want to keep the flat I lent you? You'll do what I say, you hear? Billy lent me the flat, not you, Miles. Yatch! You hear me? When you're screaming, it's hard not to, Miles. Then go fetch Joe more drumsticks. Be quick about it. All right, already. Don't let him talk to you like that, Chaz. Stand up for yourself. Nah, who am I kidding? Girl's daft, a wallflower. She wouldn't arm a fly. Miles is a creep. If I didn't need the place, I'd tell him to go jump off the Tower of London. God save the Queen! She ain't no human being! He's a Reuben Kincaid wannabe. Oh? Honk! Watch where you're going, little girl. The streets are dangerous at night. Sorry. Of all the luck, how am I gonna find drumsticks in this mess? Cymbals, maybe. A bass drum, for sure. But drumsticks? I don't know. Aha! Just what tickles me fancy plump. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. A little fast on that. Aha! Just what tickles me fancy, plump. Red. Juicy. Juicy! Don't struggle none, dear. It'll all be over for you know it. Whack! Oh, yes! Juicy, juicy, juicy. There, there. Can't have any visitors lollygagging around now, can we? It's just you and me, pretty. Ruff! Quack! Afraid the equipment don't operate like it used to, but hey, good try. Scrap! Quack! Don't worry, love. I got mine. Gotta get out of here. Wanna go home. Home? Who am I kidding? Why would I wanna go home? September 76, about 5 weeks ago. All right, people, let's have some order around here. Okay, everybody, auditions for Toledo High's fall production of The Sound of Music shall commence. Grease is the word that you heard. It's got moves, it's got beat, it's got feeling. How do I love thee? Let me count the days or ways. What part are you reading for, Chastity? Whatever. I'll read from author O'Albee's Long Night's Journey into Day. The play is a self-examination, a search into oneself and into others. Through understanding to find forgiveness, relief, the connection of love which may overcome loneliness. None of us can help... I'm trying to figure out... Alright, here we are. I'll play Mary Jane, a woman who has lost her bearings, her religious faith, her peace of mind, her beauty, her womanliness, which has been abused by a man who has his bearings elsewhere. She feels the loss as a guilt. She justifies herself, rationalizes, but still she feels guilty, inadequate to her ideal. Mr. Feldman, I'll ask you to read the parts of Joshua and Theo. Remember, your father is getting old, Joshua. You really ought to show more consideration. For Pete's sake, Mama, why get on Joshua all of a sudden? Because she's always sneering at someone else, always looking for the worst weakness in everyone. But I suppose life has made him like that. He can't help it. None of us can help the things life has done to us. They're done before you realize it. They'll make you do other things until everything comes between you and what you'd like to be. And you've lost your true self forever. That's it, thanks. I was going to read from my favorite Richard Madison's I Am Legend, but since he's the last man on Earth, there isn't much dialogue. Can I see you a moment, Chastity? You don't want to do this play. It's like asking Audrey Hepburn to do a Tidy Bowl commercial. I want to go to the Royal Shakespeare Company, Mr. Feldman. That's where Sir Laurence Olivier went. With more credentials, you'll be perfect there. Look, let's agree to continue our work together in private. Political underpinnings being what they are, I have to give the lead to Clarice, you understand. Of course, you can't have a maudlin Julie Andrews, can you? How's your father, Chaz? Worse than ever. His hair salon is doing bad, so he gets tanked up every night. I locked my door, but he beat me for it. How about your mom? She's got a black eye because she let one of the hairstylists off early day before last. I can hardly see your black eye. It was a week ago, and you know, the makeup. Hey, I dig your Lily Munster look. Actually, I was going for Matricia Adams. Let's see. All right. What? How many times do I have to tell you? You don't mix the fucking hair color products. I'm losing business as it is. Now we needed some fucking... some whore complaining that her fucking hair fell out. You stupid good-for-nothing bitch. Lorenzo, please, I'll never do it again. The neighbors can hear you. Why the fuck did I ever marry you? Stupid question, because I knocked you up with that freak of a kid we got. Where is that bitch? Lorenzo, no! Bang! Chastity, you little freak, where the fuck are you? Bang! Don't you hide from me, let me see ya! Jesus, God almighty, don't you understand what you're doing to me? I own the Curl Up and Dye Hair Salon. People expect us to be fashionable, but no, not you. You look like frickin' Sigmund the fucking sea monster. I'm going out of business because of you. I've had it. Get downstairs, you're getting a fair ado. Please, no, don't backtalk me! I lost my fucking receptionist. You'll quit that drama crap and work at the salon. Get a little fucking class in ya. Give me those scissors. Turn up that stinking radio and clap your hands to the beat. You hear me? Clap your hands to the beat. Swamp. You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman. I'm not going to do that. We don't have the rights to that. Staying alive. Quit the crying. Quit it now. Clap your hands to the beat. What's wrong with you? You don't like disco? What do you want to hear? Marvin Gaye? Isaac Hayes? ABBA? There, now you got class. Tomorrow, go tell that skull-smoking wannabe jerk-off drama queen you quit, you bitch, or you whore. It's really hard to tell. Hear me? You hear me? Yes. Good. Then we're heading to Kmart and dressing you up. Lee press on nails and everything. Things are gonna turn around. You'll see. Later. Flush. That's Dancing Queen. Boy, he's like Disco Stew. I always wonder, you know, if metal ever becomes a thing. Like, there's already young people I've talked to where they're like, we want to transcend the name metal and have it something different. You know, they're big fans of Sleep Token, which, you know, look, I'm not a big fan of them at all, but I understand their place in the scene, and they want to transcend metal music. But I always wonder, like, am I going to be like a Disco Stew? You know, except it'll be metal. It's like singing old metal songs with my metal clothes on and stuff, and everybody walking around like, "What's that guy? You're dressing in something that was popular like 50 years ago. What are you doing?" New York. We'll make this quick and easy, Tiffany. Follow me. Better make it easier. You and me are going to have a problem. It's cool, it's cool. We're just going to use a... We're just going to have us a simple business transaction. That's what it says. I'm conducting business, Caesar. You done, amigo? Yo, Leroy, my man, you got to check out this video game, State of the Art. It's called Space Invaders. Well, I'll be damned. I played a few rounds of that myself. It said, there's more here than meets your eyes, Leroy. With this female, you can go into the service industry. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you mean. More likely, I string your ass up. Don't be talking down on me like that. It's cool, it's cool. Here you go, Tiffany. Delivered. Why you have chastity written on that passport? Yo, man, stay out of my business. Thanks. Catch you on the rebound. Whoa, man, look at that walk. Don't I know it. Where you find that female? On the bus. Name's Tiffany Clean, from Los Angeles. Part of a girl gang wanted a series of breaking and entrance. Wanted for a series of breaking and entrance. Last one, somebody got shot. Tiffany Clean, one hot ticket. Wouldn't want to mess with her. Nice fake job. Thanks to Serpico, the Warriors, and Dog Day Afternoon, I'm in and out like Scooby-Doo. No money left. Gotta stash up on condiments. London, here I come. When I find that no good bitch, I'm gonna... Again, it's disco. Wow. Can't believe it. I'm here. Knock, knock. May I help you? I came to join the company. You what? Is this a joke? No, not at all. Here's my references. Let's see. Toledo Hills, summer stock production of Guys and Dolls. I'm wasting my time here. I'm sorry, but this isn't how we do things here. Good day. Wow! I was rehearsing Long Night's Journey into Day just the other day. Bummer. Boy, I got myself into a pickle this time. No money, no place to stay. What am I going to do? Where's the Partridge Family bus when you need it? I wish it would come rolling around the corner. David Cassidy would sweep me up, Shirley would give me something to eat, then they'd break into I Think I Love You. Yeah, right. Get out of here, you good for nothing, Ted. Bunch of stinking weirdos anyway. And stay out. Was he working for you? More like stealing from me, he was. I'm available and I've got sales experience. I was an employee of the month. I was employee of the month at Burger Town. A Yankee, eh? Come inside, let me get a good look at you. You'll do, but we need to make a few changes. Put this on, love. A little smudge will do. There's also a rip there. You are the picture-perfect punk. What? Still, you have to do something with that hair. What's your name? Chastity. Cute, I'm Mariana. You know this whole punk thing that's about to take the world by storm? I'm its fashion guru. What I say goes. Great. Whatever. What's the job pay? You about ready, you fucking trotters? Paul, Jimmy, you with me? Your fault from the top. What's that, Billy? Can't hear ya. Bit tanked, you know. Stupid nit. Let's have a go, boys. It's your fault and none of my own. It's your fault. What's that racket? That's the Nods rehearsing upstairs. They're the future of punk rock. They're terrible. I can't believe you don't know a thing about punk. What do you listen to? I don't know. Whatever. Kiss. Alice Cooper. Ever hear of Iggy Pop? Lou Reed? The Velvet Underground? Where I'm from, it's Allman Brothers or nothing. Not that I like it. Yuck! You need an education. Go introduce yourself to the band. Think they got a place to stay? Sorry, love. This is a closed rehearsal. I can see why. Sounds like you need a lot of rehearsing. And how might you... And who might you be, Miss Yankee Rose? Chastity, I'm working for Ariane downstairs. Then that accounts for your clone uniform. What I'm wearing? Did Ariane give you that I'm the fashion guru line of hers? What are you so pissed off about? Career opportunities, the ones that never knock. Rock and roll dinosaurs, lunching with the bloody good for decoration queen. No future, posers, pansies, record label imbeciles, band in Brighton, my drummer's a drunk and my cat died. How's that? Try this. I want to be an actress. I mean, a real actress, not some cutie pie bimbette like Suzanne Summers in Three's Company, but a real actress like Elizabeth Taylor in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And I'm good, but my greasy Travolta wannabe father, Lord of the Disco Ball, smacks the tar out of me night and day for kicks, and then a final insult, insists that I get a Farrah Fawcett hairdo. I hate Farrah Fawcett. I hate Charlie's Angels. Get it? Then the esteemed Lorenzo, that being my dad, orders me to quit drama. Quit! So I boogie on out of there. I hitch a ride to your not-so-merry old country to join the ever-loving Royal Shakespeare Academy. Seems I don't have the particular credentials they want. Now I don't have a penny to my name. So I'm on my ass, penniless, without a place to stay, staring at your ugly mug. How's that? You like to grab a bit to eat? I'd love to. Now, Billy, just hold on a minute. You can put them down all you want, but Led Zeppelin rules. They're bloated dinosaurs! Relax, it's music, not politics. You're wrong. Mick Jagger sold out when he was knighted. You need a place to stay? Uh-huh. The rehearsal space is mine. You can crash there. We need a roadie. Does it pay? Not much. Glamorous. Grave Digger's fortune was waiting for me. 5'6" and I had the key. Is this how the Stones started? Hey, baby, baby, not tonight. A motto you think quite right. The kids are coming around. The knobs are gonna make it. Chaos will soon rule the world. It's your fault. You like? Franklin, my dear, that's different. You like? Franklin, my dear, I give a damn. See, that's what I mean. Blank slate. You are Scarlett O'Hara. You've become her. Who are you? I hope this conversation isn't reduced to the eternal what are you thinking questions. I hate it when guys do that. What are you fishing for? Who are you? I mean, really? Billy, get off of it. No one's allowed inside my head. Hold on. I'm really kind of confused on how this is going. All right, so I think I read this all the way fucked up because it actually goes... It's weird. That top part is first, I believe. And then we go to the bottom and then we read. It's just weird. Even reading it at full size would be a pain. You know, Chaz, you're like a blank slate. I don't know you. What's to know? I can't see inside your head. Your guard is always up. Whack! Don't go all gushy on me, Billy. What you see is what you get. You like? Frankly, my dear, I give a damn. See, that's what I mean. Blank slate. You're Scarlett O'Hara. You become her. Who are you? I hope this conversation isn't reduced to the eternal what are you thinking questions. I hate it when guys do that. What are you fishing for? Who are you? I mean, really? Billy, get off it. No one's allowed inside my head. Need your flat mop, mate? I am an actress, darling. That you are. I just thought I was falling in love with a person. Love? Wow. I mean, I feel the same way, Billy. I do. Never felt this way before. Not until now. I love your abandon. It says, oh, there was another one. It said, whether I'm here on the stage, I'm the same. You get the same person, but not you. It's like you try on different personas. All right, who am I? Fair question. I guess I can risk telling you. I spent a lot of my life cut off from my feelings. For me, it's always been convenient to slip into roles, become someone else, because being me hasn't been a lot of fun. That's about as far as I can go right now, okay? Okay, kiss me, you fool. What are you hooligans doing out here? Come back here! Come back here! Huh? Where am I? You're with me. Found you lying bloody in the street. I brought you here and cleaned you up. You can call me the Countess. And you are? Melissa. Melissa Boland. Sounds good. What's up? I feel strange. Thirsty. Melissa, there's been a change in you. You were attacked. Been on the neck. Your blood drawn from you. Yeah, so? Why'd you bring me here? I thought you needed a friend. There's been a mistake. The old man, he gave you the embrace. He made you. Obviously, it was out without my permission. What are you talking about? Relax. Forget the world around you. Feel the sensations. How do you feel right now? More alive than ever? Feel the silk against your flesh, my touch against your skin? And the hunger, the thirst. It's part of the embrace. You must feed it. You must. Oh! You're a vampire child, a newborn. Do you know much about our kind? Ooh, excuse me. Fangs? No! Calm yourself. You're in capable hands. I can guide you, show you the ways. No! When you need help, Melissa, I'll be here for you. Where'd that fucking roadie go? Speak of the devil. Chess, where you been? You alright, girl? What are you wearing? I don't know. Where the fuck have you been? You're out. You're done with the band. Hold on a minute, Miles. We don't know what happened here. Chaz, you all right? I don't like sticking up for this bird. Look at her. She's strung out, damn it. Ever since that fucking Johnny Thunders came over here, smack is all over her. Not drugs. I forbid you to see her. She needs help, you cunt. Or wanker. Maybe it's that she needs help, you asshole, wanker, whatever. Whack. Wouldn't be right to call him a cunt, but you can. The smell, the aroma, blood. I can't control myself. Look what you did, you wanker. No, it's not wanker. Me? Bullocks, you're out to wreck the fucking band. Chastity, Chastity, Chastity. She's back, as you knew she would be, Countess. So thirsty. What's come over me? It's the bloodlust. You must satisfy it. You mean to tell me I'm a vampire, like, out of the movies? Darling, it's very different from the cinema. There's much you should learn, but first it's very important that you should feed. Leave your worldly worries behind. Follow me. Remember him? Can you taste the aroma? He's filled with blood. Your blood. You have every right to take it back. Go on, do it. This is insane. Au contraire, it's the unnatural order of things, child. Farley, you feeble old bloodsucker. I'd like you to meet your victim. Thanks to your blundering, she's now one of us. She's special, isn't she? I can't sense her. I can't read her thoughts. I can't read her presence. Impossible. Yes, that's right. My sweet Melissa has the rarest of gifts. She cannot be sensed by other vampires. What a weapon. She would be in the wrong hands. What's he saying? Never mind him. Let's talk about you. You must be very thirsty now, dear. You can't stand the hunger, can you? And here we are alone with this crotchety old bastard who accosted you. You wouldn't... you... Hold on, let's try that one again. Wouldn't you like to rip his throat out? Wouldn't you like to drain him? You can make it happen. Go ahead. You can't deny the hunger anyway. He's wearing that cheap cologne Lorenzo always wears. That smell. What's happening? Images... can't stop. Little angel, right? You're a bad girl. No, I'm not. Angry. No. Go away, trash. Denied. Dirty. He made me feel dirty. Angry. Not angry. Come here, you little cherry bomb. Angry. What's happening? He's yours. Do it. Smell his fear. Yes. Beg. Let me hear you beg. You think you can just take me? I'm not your toy. I won't hide anymore. I can't hear you. I'm in control now. I call the shots. Did you like it when he squirmed? I loved it. To be continued. Chaos Action Figures for more action collectibles. See the Lady Death action figure prototype. Those are pretty cool. Okay, we're back with the second issue of Chastity here. I would say they don't make comics like this anymore, but I happen to have gotten a hold of a book called Minx Cyberpunk. I'll read the first 15 pages of the first book. I'm not even going to read the whole book, but I'm just going to read the first 15 pages and let you guys see if it's worth supporting. The art is really fucking nice. So we didn't really get a chance to do it today, but we might do it next week. And I don't want to show too much because it's a really small independent, you know, group. The writer's Peter Shand. Got some really, really nice art, professional artists on there. It was actually recommended to me in a cyberpunk group, and I'm really, really glad that I found out about it and I read through it, and the plot's really good, the characters are good, just really awesome story. I'm glad he's continuing with it. So I'll have that for you guys probably next week, along with the Invisibles and the Fathom. So that'll be a little treat. And definitely want you guys to pick that up if you like it, because there's three books, about 30 pages each, and there's about two stories in each book, or two parts in each book. All right, so let's get started. Act 2 of 3. Now, of course, we've already read that. Nothing has changed here. Oh, we have Jason Jensen and Jack Gray this time. Late 1976, a shadowy fortress hideaway in London. Rodolfo, do you believe she's arrived? Your pet? Yes, my little weapon, Melissa Boland. She's such a unique creature, undead and undetectable to others. It's easy to be envious of her. Not that I am. She's so free. But you control her, Countess. That's as good, perhaps better. Yes, it is, isn't it? Isn't it? Somewhere. He was found dead, plain and simple. An invisible force stole his undead existence. None of the Cabal sense danger. It's eerie. Eerie, I say impossible. We've taken all precautions to ensure security. Or so we thought. But the cold fact remains that someone, something, is murdering the vampire lords of Europe. Paris, France, the sea of punks crashing inside and out of the inside and out of the delirium, is whipped into a frenzy as a new voice of a blank generation, their generation, readies to storm the stage. I wanna be anarchy. It's the only way to be. Knobs. Can you believe it, Reg? The fucking knobs here. Hell yeah. Backstage. Wake Joe up, you silly bastards. You're going on. Billy? Billy? Forget that bird. She's a junkie, I say. Let's get on with it. Oh, Billy boy, how art thou? Chaz? Knobs! 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 Yeah, I was a mod back in the day. Then I was a teddy boy. But this punk thing, I dig it. You've heard about goth? Tell me about it. Where's Chastity? Piss off, Miles. Ooh. Been bleeding looking all over for you, cutie. Seems like I see you only after sunset. What can I tell you? I'm a creature of the night. If you only knew. Hey, really, Chaz, you okay? I'm hunky-dory. In fact, I'm ready to kick tail. Not that I have a choice. Knock 'em dead. Be here when the set's over, okay? Wouldn't miss it for the world. And now, direct from London, England, the Knobs! Billy! Fucking Knobs, man! All right, this is what you want. This is what you get. Hit it! Tell me that you like it. Tell me that you like it this way. Scream and yell. I don't care. I don't care what you say. Tell me how you like it. Tell me how you like it this way. Piss off. I'll be back, Billy. I hope. Chastity. Chastity. Where'd that bird go? To score some smack, I'd wager. Settle less, maybe an hour. Don't have much time. Boop, boop, be-doop. I do believe it's showtime. The Tazarand Opera House. Oh, can you believe it? I can hardly contain myself. Oui, madame. The architecture is, shall we say, fabulous. Not the architecture, you ninny. The rubber, the rubber. Jodoin's designs are positively unearthly. Oh, there we go. Smile! As the astounding Jodoin Jodoin unveils the latest in fetish fashion. Check, check. Oh. 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 Yum. Peasants. Good evening, ma'am. Wow. Hater. Hello, ma chérie. Who is the exquisite creature, Marcel? Well, I do declare, it appears I have the room's attention. Neat. Now where's my target? Wait, this is crazy. How did I wind up with this life? Mean, of course, no in the linear fashion, but this is just freaky. My target runs the French family of vampires. He's super califragilistically powerful. I gotta scram. Relax, it's just stage fright. Breathe, breathe. You can do this, Blanche. Alright. Unknown, I've scented her. She's clear. Car is me middle name. Bitch! Don't panic, she's too short to steal our jobs. Be careful, Jodelin. Pleased to meet your acquaintance, sir. Call me Blanche. Excuse me, do I know you? And you, sir? Jodelin. Okay, and they're doing it again? Oh, hold on. No, that's me hitting the wrong button. Okay, got a little confused there. Jodelin is on the prowl. Can't say I blame him. A vampire must feed. Do you, shall we say, rely on the kindness of strangers, Blanche? My, I must admit I simply adore men who appreciate the theater. Jodelin, you're clear. My, oh my, this is big. Running out of time. I love your view, Jodelin. Come share it with me. What? It makes it easier. Cheap cologne. My father's cologne. I'm not fond of the fragrance. But you, your blood is another matter. Rah! Little bitch! You are the assassin! You got that right, Snaggletooth. Oh god, that was so Spider-Man. Get serious, girl. Kringa! Well, that was supposed to be Kringa! I mean, it's glass breaking. You get it. Frank! Ugh! He's too quick, too strong, won't last only... Hold on. Let's try that one again. He's too quick, too strong, won't last. Only chance? What he won't expect. Who sent you? What do you hope to gain? You can't prevail against us. This is madness. You'll start another blood war. Blood war? Weird. I've never questioned why I'm doing this. I mean, it's to learn to be a bloodsucker and all, but what does this count us up to? For quap! Novice! Drink! Drink! Don't let him up! What's that? It's a girl! It's a girl! Drank too much. Good, his heart is starting. I've returned him to life. His body can't take it. No! Bump, bump. No! Bump, bump. My. Bump, bump. My life! Bump, bump. Go to hell! Good night! No more! Aha, just in the nick of time. Bet the bird is junked up. Billy! Chaz! Chaz! Smile, beautiful. Can I ask you a question? About time she got a piece of mine. Chaz, how were we? Hey, what's that on your lip? Oh, it's nothing. For me, you guys were unimaginable. The girl, it was the girl. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. That's different. The girl, it was the girl. This isn't good. Isn't good at all. Billy Zone of the Knobs, what are you so angry about? Who the fuck are you, you old rotter? This is Audie Siegfried of the BBC reporting live in Paris, France on England's latest pop phenomena, punk rock. Billy, the mic, it's yours. You fucking vapid cattle addicted to the fucking telly. You're so fucking self-righteous, yet there you are sitting on your arses. Are we pissed off? Bet your fucking life we are. What's left for us? You fucking drain it all, you fucks! Frightened? Gonna wet your trousers? Oh, the humanity. Nothing! How about you, little girl? Are you scared or are you enjoying yourself? Fuck off! Stinking fucks or bastards? Probably stinking bastards. Actually, I'm enjoying myself immensely. This is a long way from Fleetwood Mac. Listen to me. You can fucking pretend we don't exist, but we do. You can't fucking run. You can't fucking hide. We're the future. Your future. Daily Express. Knob singer terrorizes reporter. TV fury at four-letter obscenities. Wow. Paris, France. A pop group shocked millions of viewers last night with the most vile language ever heard on British television. And I believe it. The Knobs, leader of the new punk rock cult, unleashed a string of four-letter obscenities at beloved interviewer Audie Siegfried in the Thames. Is it the Thames? I'm not from London. I'm not in England or anything, so I don't know. American guy here. I'm a Yank. In Thames TV show, or excuse me, TV family tea time show tomorrow. The Thames switchboard was flooded with protests. Over 2,000 viewers have contacted the station with complaints. Lorry driver Philip Nutman, 69, was so outraged he kicked at his television screen. I can swear with the best of them, but I don't want this muck clogging up me telly. The missus nearly blew a gasket. Siegfried questioned the band's lead singer, Billy Zone, about their music. Actually, we're not into music, he confided. What then, Siegfried asked. We're into chaos, was the reply. End of the world, it's a TV hoax. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And it's messed. I mean, I don't know if that's something they did or just part of the comic. Where's Chaz? Ever noticed she ain't around in the day? She's got a monkey on her back, Billy. She's doped up. That's Miles' pet theory. Don't buy it. Still. Fuck off! Slam! Yeah, they'll play, but it'll cost ya. Yeah, the tour starts next week. We're calling it the Chaos in the UK tour. What? Oh. It's GMI. They want to sign the Knobs for £50,000. They want your phone as the first single. Consumer culture, morons. But think of the beer, Bill. Get your messages to the masses. I sense hostility, Melissa. Is something amiss? I don't want to be your hired gun anymore. Never wanted to be in the first place. But what did I know about being a vampire? Now I know. Suck blood, boogie before nightfall, right? I see. Have I not provided for you, trained you, taught you the ways? Yeah, but this balancing act is getting old. Who am I killing? Why am I killing them? This is dangerous stuff, Countess. I just want to have fun. I'm holding you to your commitment. Your next target is most deadly. You'll need more training. Luckily, you learn quickly, since it's the only way you'll survive. What if I just disappear? I'm invisible to other vampires. You'll never find me. You believe it's that simple, Chastity? Let's not play games, darling. You are Chastity Marks from Toledo, Ohio. Your father's a hairdresser. You came here to attend the Shakespeare Academy, but you were rejected. Your boyfriend is Billy Zone, lead singer of the pop band The Knobs. Shall I go on? Do this for me, Chastity, and I'll get you into the academy. It's Dracula. He's the assassin. Never! He'd never stoop so low as to involve himself. It's those filthy Italian blood sippers. Watch your tone, Khan, or I'll have the Vatican deem Siberia heathen territory. Simpletons, the perpetrator is the German swine. Seems to me you would have reasons to start a war, Macaulay. Enough! All of you, listen. There is no love among us. We all have our reasons for war, but we made a pact. We must define who is at fault or will fall to disaster as we did in the Dark Ages. Or do I have to remind you of the Blood War? Now I have your attention. We don't want to relive that, do we? What went on in Paris? Only he can tell us. Marcel, what transpired? Jodoin was having us showing. This tender girl walked in. He asked me for clearance, and I sent it her. She was livestock, human. He read the same. She was human. He left with her for his evening meal, and the next I knew he was dead. It must have been her, but she was just a human. Describe her. She looked like Betty Page. Who? The American pinup queen. Perhaps it was a shapeshifter? No, they host that dreadful odor, no mistaking it. In the first murder, there was no trace of an assassin. In the Geneva murder, the guard scented a washerwoman as the only person in the building. Now this. One thing is certain. Someone is undoing our peace. Go back to your covens and clans and warn those under you. The council is under attack. But first, there is another matter to attend to. You've failed your master, Marcel. You've craved this day, haven't you, Schultz? I am a simple predator. I do what is natural. Not this again. Everybody was a kung fu fighting kia. What? It was as fast. I thought it was fists as fast as lightning. Chastity, you are a master. There is no thing. There. Excuse me. Let's try that one again. Chastity, you are a master. There is nothing I. I swear I can get this right. Chastity, you are a master. There is nothing more I can teach you. We're banned. Where? Everywhere. We can't get a gig anywhere. It's the fucking press. They've blackballed us. It was a little bit frightening. Engage. Ting. But they won with expert timing. I bow to you. There is nothing more I can offer you. You are unbelievable. Cool. Get a load of this. Get a load of this shit. GMI dropped us. What? I'm worried about Billy. Everything seems to be going down the drain on him. And I'm due out on this next mission next week. They said keep the money, but they dropped us. Too much trouble, they said. Kai, attack! They were chopping them up. I don't remember that part. They were chopping them down. It was an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. Whoops, simply amazing. Supposed to meet Chaz here. What's with that bird? All mysterious, showing up only at night. Hey, look! It's a fucking punk! Get him! Hey, punk! Teddy boys! Oh, that's right. It's confusing. Frap, lack, bam! Frap, lack, bam! Billy! Get away from him! Tack, whack! Gah! You hear me? Wham! Get away! Help! Help! Don't worry, babe. It'll be okay. Let me at him. That's right. Run! Knock, knock. What can I do you for? It's late. It's my boyfriend. He needs help. Oh my god, it's you. Oh, is it? I was hoping I was me. Come in, little girl. Hey, Chaz. Is that who I think it is? Yeah. Absolutely. Unequivocally. Fully. And you're that bloke calling me and the band dinosaurs. I'm not a dinosaur, I'm a guitar player. Later. What happened to you, man? You think you're royalty. You're a fucking capitalist rocker. I'm not on the dole, am I? Your motivations are social. Mine are musical. Lighten up. Don't go tell anyone, but communication breakdown is fab. She's singing, if the sun refused to shine, I'd still be loving you. Look, lad, I know you've had it rough the last couple weeks, but as the song says, there's two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Deep. 24 or so hours later. The Knobs, they in? Yeah, so? Fucking A&L Records once designed the fucking Knobs! Then they want to send us to fucking New York to tour the U.S.? We're in the money! We sign next week. Then we're off to the colonies the next day. We're playing CBGBs, you fucking rotters. CBGBs has recently closed down, too. It was up for a very, very long time. Also kind of a sign of the times, guys, when all these big rock and metal clubs and stuff are just, like, closing down. These big venues that all kinds of bands have played. Just a sign of the times. Why not? Yeah, why not? Come with me. I can't. My mission. Fuck! I'm done with this. You hear me? Done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you see it that way. Where's Chaz, Billy? I'll see her at the pub tonight. She's a real night owl. Don't you worry about her. Besides being your roadie, how's the lass make money? She quit fetish a while ago. What are you saying? Don't be in the dark, Bill. The girl's a junkie. Lord knows how she scares up the money. She's not a junkie. I know if she was. You're all in denial. Like Sid and Nancy. Don't those two make a pair? Huh? Oh, shit. Billy! Hey, Miles, where's Billy? And you heard he's been kidnapped, and it's probably because of you and your junkie habit. Where is he? Ka-chunk! You hear me? Where is he? Your dear Billy will be fine if you complete your mission. If you don't, well, we always have uses for livestock. Next, final curtain. Love this art, by the way. Just great art. Nile Comics, the scariest shit you'll ever read. Huh. I don't know if that's the Ripper or whatever guy who did it. I mean, alright, so let me be clear. Chastity is one of the ones that Brian Polito actually has the rights to still. It's actually under the Chaos Comics brand, which he still owns. So what I want you guys to do is, if you like this, like, buy the actual digital comics of Chastity. That's also why we're not doing the new Adventures of Chastity, the 2020 Adventures, because we want you to buy them and support comics that you can actually still buy. I mean, of course, you can probably get, like, old paperbacks of this if you're lucky. But as far as this goes, this is the only digital we get. Unfortunately, he doesn't seem to have the rights to get this old Chastity stuff digitized, and it might even be very difficult to do. So this is what you guys get, but definitely support Chaos Comics, which is still running with Lady Death and Chastity. Plenty of Chastity books, lots of them out there. So definitely pick those up, and you can continue her adventures, which have gone on a lot longer than I thought. We definitely like to support our favorite vampire chicks here. I actually bought some comics recently from, what was it, Joey Palmiotti, I believe? It was on Humble Bundle. You can pick all those up. I just picked those up. Maybe I'll do a few of those at some point. Okay, Act 3. London, late 76, somewhere quiet. Who am I? That's a tough one. Tough to stare in the mirror and get real. I'm rebounding from a rotten stinko family life in Toledo, Ohio. I make everyone call me Chastity because my real name sucks. No? How about this one? I'm a renowned actress wannabe hiding from my future. No? I'm just a fake. Yuck, it's icky getting into this stuff. Who am I kidding? I'm a covert vampire assassin. I'm about to embark on my most dangerous mission yet. Billy, my boyfriend, is kidnapped, and if I don't complete my mission, he dies. Sounds like a spy flick. Jane Bond? I'm scared. I'm trapped. Again, how am I going to get out of this? Suck it up, wimp. Play the role. Play the role. Do you remember Germany, Rudolfo? Do you remember the chalet where the children played? There was such promise in their little eyes. It was easy to forget the camps. Every day was a sunny day. No smoke or ash, not there. Oh no. The nights were wonderful too. Don't. You can't change a thing. Don't even try. I haven't faced a day in hundreds of years. They're my memories. They're happy memories. All happy. Of course they are. Of course. And if there's any doubt, Chastity will extinguish it like the good little girl she is. Toledo, Ohio. Get a load of this shit! This is Adi Siegfried of the BBC reporting live in Paris, France on England's latest pop phenomenon, punk rock. Good for nothing crumbs! Back in the day, we had James Dean, Brando, not these wimps! How about you, little girl? Are you scared? Are you enjoying yourself? What? Actually, I'm enjoying myself immensely. Our fucking daughter is on fucking TV! London. It's a farce. I tell you. Hold on, we're gonna try that one again. That's not quite how that should be said. It's a farce, I tell you. A farce! I mean, here we are honoring the unknown warrior and the entire council is going down the drain. How can we honor a symbol of unity if we ain't got none? Shh. During the first war of man, yet another skirmish among the supernaturals came to be. It looked to be our last. Then this warrior, the unknown warrior, came. He sacrificed himself so we could see what we failed to see. And peace came to us. How can we gather like this when there's an assassin in our midst? Perhaps you're the assassin, eh, Von Wilhelm? There's some more I forgot to read. We bestow our blood in his memory. Unite us. I bestow my blood. I bestow my blood. I bestow my blood. I bestow my blood. What do all the murders have in common, Mac? All the trappings of a border war. A bad one. Dam's about to break. Not safe on these streets. Assassin could be anywhere. Feel something on my shadow, Schultz? What are you picking up? No stain on my senses. Clear. Ship straight ahead. Good evening, boys. Odor. Plastic. Disguise. Work! Yank, yank, yank! Hey, buddy, can't a lady get a night out? We're gonna have to get physical? Not the one looking for female. Odor in the air. Different. Latex. A cover. Where? Yank, yank! On guard. Got it. Confirmation? None. Reads livestock. Reads human. Reads latex. Disguise? Hit. Hit. What are you looking at, huh? Hit. I mean, fuck you, buddy, in the hip ship you sailed in. Hit. Want a swig? Whoa, everything's moving around. Reed? Not drunk. Gonna catch me. Huh? Don't. Swack. Ruck. Now for the ship? Something. Assassin! You're a little girl! Killer Schultz! He's quick. Too quick. Whack! Yike! Splurch! Elsewhere. This fucking sucks, man. I hate waiting. It's bad enough me mate Billy is kidnapped, but everything is riding on him. Sucks, man. The whole thing sucks. Miles, if he don't turn up by morning, the deal's off. No contract, no tour, no knobs. I'm sorry about Billy, but business is business. I don't know if that's a wolf or a fucking bat. It looks like a fucking werewolf. Where's prey? Crack! Below! Yeah. Damn her. No scent. Not even human. Creek! Behind! Ah! Thunk! Ship sinking. Go fast, girl. Tough one left. The wolf. Yes, it is a wolf. Alright. Crash! Rah! Speak of the devil! Close quarters. No good. Fatoom! Has advantage. Need room to play. Fift! Ah! Splash! Gotta get to him before he pulls it out. Amazing, Rodolfo. The future unfolds right in front of us. A flashback to the past, if you ask me. To the camps. Watch your thoughts, dear. I'll erase them for you. You're triggering a war with our supernatural family, obviously. Why? Are you covering up your feelings from back then? From the war? What we did? Our sacrifice? No. Absolute nonsense. I'm proud of the sacrifices I've made. My mother, my father, my siblings got what they deserved. I'm bringing about the way things should be. It's a service to the council. Meanwhile, well, any sign of Billy? Nope, nothing. My head hurts. Hey, Fuzzy, let me guess. This gun got silver bullets? They work, if you believe. We don't. Why aren't we dead? Glad you asked. Look, I'm the assassin, okay? But this entire mess, it isn't about you guys and me. It's about the Countess and the Council. Preposterous! The council is our most loyal supporter. I'm telling you, she is not. She's picking you off one by one, trying to start a blood war, for real. I need help. I want out of this mess. Go on. This will sound weird, but the Countess is kind of like this authority figure to me. Like my dad. Whoa, trippy. I was willing to do anything she asked as long as she left me alone. I mean, anything. Guys, look what I'm doing. I'm an assassin. I don't even know you. Look, I got a plan. Kill me if I'm lying. But if I'm right, and I am, let me out of this mess. What do you say, Fuzzy? Here she comes. Feel queasy. Gotta be cool, like Superfly. It's weird, I'm scared. Freaky, fully scared. Like when Dad comes calling. Showtime. Mission accomplished. They're done. Now give me Billy. I'm afraid that's impossible. I'm not surprised. I'm gonna take the fall for this, right? Perfume. Cover up. Billy's in the truck. Scent is unmistakable. He's alive. Drugged. Of course, is there any other way? You've been my weapon, Chastity. With the death of the Germans, there's enough discontent to trigger the war I desire. You see, the Council's peaceful motives don't fit into my agenda. I prefer war among the clans. It's our nature, Rodolfo. Wait, wait. Now move! You spoke the truth, Chastity. The Countess is responsible. But the pier, I saw the boat sink. You saw what you wanted to see. Huh? How? It does not matter. During the First World War, we caused plague. We almost exterminated our food source, the humans. We almost exterminated ourselves. You saved thousands of Germans in World War II, Countess. You helped establish the peace. Now you want to start a war? This makes no sense. We agreed on peace. You agreed on peace. I never believed it. We're killers. Before the wars, I sacrificed my family for my beliefs. I killed them. Bitch! I'll kill your Billy! Grah! Ah! Crack! Whack! Sploosh! Rip! Rip! Ah! Idiots! Chastity too must pay the price. She killed! Huh? Where am I? Pretty colors. Psychedelic, man. Chess, hey Chess, where's my girl? No, Countess, fear blinds you. Chastity is free. Hiss. Hey Chess, remember this one? All you need is love. Oh no, not gonna do that. That's the Beatles. Kick, ah, skip, bam. He said love is all you need, then she says she loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah! Ah! Crack! Thump! No, we're beyond that. She proves it's true. We're killers. No! You know where to find us. We have work for someone with your talents. Cool. Spot me a cash advance? Hey, Chaz. Was that Sushi? Was Sushi and the Banshees? No, Billy Boy. It was that new band, The Cure. Almost morning. Gotta cut it close. The Cure was awesome in the beginning. Pornography is an amazing record. Can't say you didn't try, mate. Just hope they find your mate. Sounds absurd, but don't give us the hour. Don't rip up the agreement. You're on. Honk, honk. Miles, I got Billy. Where the fuck you been? Look at him. He's wasted. You junky bitch. I had it. You're meddling. Look at him. This is me band. I'm not a junkie. It's all a misunderstanding, Miles. Wham! Guys, you have a plane to catch. Pour Miles into the rolls and boogie on out of here. Regular Bruce Lee she is. You coming? I'll see you in New York, but there's something I gotta do. But I told you being me isn't fun all the time. There's something I need to do. Maybe it'll make things better. Trust me? Trust you? I love you. Ditto. Alright, Toledo, Ohio. Doing Jungle Boogie is playing right now. Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. Get down tonight. Some things never change. Dad? Hello, Dad. Oh, look whose presents were greased with. Jesus H. Christmas. Look at you, you freak. You've been all over the fucking TV with your damn punk rock. You make me the laughing stock of the goddamn town. What do you gotta fucking say for yourself? I'm not scared of you anymore. Where's Mom? At the Monmouth Medical fucking Country Club. Where else? You better leave, lady. I have to share something with my father. Who the fuck do you think you are? You like to scare people? Excuse me. We gotta do this right. Who the fuck do you think you are? You like to scare people, don't you, Dad? What the fuck is that supposed to mean, you bitch? I mean, me and Mom. You like to scare us, keep us down. Control us. Know why? Thap! You're a coward. You're the one who's scared. You're a scared little man. I learned that from a friend. You know what? I'm not ready to forgive you. Ugh! It's all about sacrifice, Dad. Mom and me, we've done it. The Faradoos. Hold on. We're going to try that one again because I didn't get it right. It's all about sacrifice, Dad. Mom and me, we've done it. The Faradoos. Enduring your bullcrap. Whomp! Ping! Now it's your turn! How is she? Hospital. She got banged up bad falling down those stairs, but she'll make it. Chastity? Yeah, it's me, Mom. Dad dinged you up pretty bad this time, huh? It's okay, Chas. I know he does bad, but he does a lot of good. Mom, why is it that every time I bring up the bad, we have to put a band-aid on it? Sure, Dad's good. He's a good provider, but he beats us. You don't know him like I do. In private, he's different. He's afraid of a lot of things. Yeah, I know. Ma, you don't have to live this life, really. There's other stuff out there, fun stuff. We don't have to be victims. We can be survivors. Look, Ma, when I was gone, I learned stuff. I didn't come back for good, but I came back for you and Dad, you know? Use this ticket, get away for a while, and have some fun. Sort things out, okay? We haven't talked this way since, I don't know. You make me proud, and I like your idea. Survivor. Maybe I'll go to Disneyland. Oh yeah, Dad won't be a problem for you anymore. We've made our sacrifice, and now he's made his. Don't worry, it's all in good fun. Love you, Ma. New York City. Dude, it's like the fucking Knobs, man! Freaking CBGBs, man! Dude, we're a long way from Jersey, man! But, like, we're there! Debbie, just want to say In the Sun is my favorite Blondie tune. You got a record out? It's coming out in a week or two. Joshua, there's Tina and David. They got this cool group called Talking Heads. Whoa, Johnny Thunder's cool. This is so cool, man. I can't wait for the Knobs, man. Backstage. Where's Chaz? Guess you won't be coming. Hey, cutie, what's shaking? Chaz, excellent. Come here, girly. Your public awaits, boy. Fucking Knobs! Knobs! Knobs, man! Knobs! Oh, God. What is it about him? He's a total cookie. Really? I've never heard a woman call a guy a cookie. Maybe the, 1975, a little different. I'm gonna have to actually ask some people on social media. Hey, ladies, have you ever called anybody a cookie? I don't know. That's weird. Old terms, I guess. He's sexy, powerful. You think you hear me? You think you see me? You think you touch me? You think you feel me? Well, we know what's really. When I'm around him, he makes me feel so. It's all about publicity. You're all old men mods, Tommy boys. So kiss off, geezers. Yum, I got it. He makes me feel free. Let's dance. Fucking A, man. Let's fucking rock. Stay tuned to the pages of Chaos Comics for Chastity's next performance, Rocked. Set in the New York nightclub scene circa 1980. Rocked features sinister, supernatural Yakuza. Guest stars the vampire sorceress Jade and punctuates the moments with punk rock, rock and roll, and hip hop. They mean like hair metal? Brian Giustiano, Jason, and the entire Chaos crew would like to thank you for reading our comic Chastity and to let you know we appreciate the opportunity to entertain you. Thanks, folks. Good book. Chaos Awards, April 25th, 1997, Rhode Island. Okay. There's an Omega edition. It's pretty cool stuff. Look how big it is. The Chassis Mega and its fireproof container. Fireproof container? Wow. Man, I've never seen anything like that before. Pretty cool stuff. Then we have the first Omega. Omega cake. And there's a hearse that delivered it to him. Man, that was something. All right, so we're done, guys. That's all we got for Grimm's Comics Corner this week. And we're going to have more next week, definitely, when we start working with the Invisibles and Fathom again. So stay tuned for that. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time.